The conference will now begin.
I don't. We did it for thousands of years. I'm going for the whole thing. We didn't have a choice.
Yeah, but now we do.
Hello?
Can't hear me. Okay,
I didn't hear the ring, though. Should I try it again?
I'll try calling.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Oh, that's cool. Here we are. All right. You have the pages. You have the pages. These are for the next, for this year and for next week. And it's for Erev Rosh Hashanah and for Erev Yom Kippur. Because here, Rav Schwartz, that's our Rebbe, who we've been learning from, Belvavi Mishkan Evna, all this time. Rav Schwartz is discussing this whole tekufa that we call Yimei HaRatzon, Yimei Ratzon. These are days of Ratzon. Now, you all know that Ratzon means to want. And the way that we usually interpret Ratzon is that this is a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us and is very, very close to us and near to us. Of course, that's true. But I learned this this Maimer last year, and I remembered that I wanted to share with you because I believe that it's so crucial and so basic. It's Aleph Beis of this, not only for this time of the year, but Aleph Beis Bechlal to life. Just really important. So I don't want to rush through it, so we'll do it this week, and Mr. Shem, we'll finish it next week. As well, not Chil. Kiyadur, our boring yom shemir shchedish elul ad yom kippur, the crying yimei ratzon. So the 40 days from shchedish elul to yom kippur are called yimei ratzon. The pashtus yimei ratzon, like a vanish kev yachol, zeh matzav shel aberis baruch shalom. The pashtus of yimei ratzon is that we're talking about Hashem's ratzon. These are days of Hashem's wanting, loving, giving, all that stuff. That's Hashem. Ulam ba'omek elu yomim shemutul aleinu. But the omek and a deeper level, is that something that Kivyochel Hashem is, again, Kivyochel, working on this time of the year? Rasa. It means that it's a time for us to try to understand what we want. What is our Rasa? That's what this mind is about. What do we want? Hashem tells us what he wants. What do we want? Now, in order that we should be zeicher, that Hashem's great love for us, His great rutzen and desire for us, should be revealed, we have to prepare within ourselves a kli to contain this rutzen of Hashem. The kli has to be our own rutzen. Our own will, our own desire, our own love. Avodas ha'adam b'yomim elu, she'hem yimei ratzon, livnos ratzon d'kedusha b'kirbo. The avodah of this entire period of time is to build within ourselves, strengthen in ourselves, a ratzon of kedusha. We're going to talk about what that means. A ratzon of kedusha. The ratzon is a nasa kli l'gilui ratzon yisboh shema. And by building this ratzon within ourselves, that will be a strong kli to receive Hashem's ratzon within us. Im ha'adam eino meichin kli sa ratzon b'kedusha b'kirba, if a person ignores this and does not prepare within himself a kli of ratzon b'kedusha, al af she'yamim elohem yimei ratzon, despite the fact that these are days of Hashem's wanting and Hashem's ratzon and Hashem's love, Hashem's Ahava and Ratzon. But if you don't prepare a kli, Alav Shom Elohim Yiratzon, Ulam Ein Lo Kalil Gilui Ratzon Zeh. Ein Lo Kli or Kalil, it could be either one of the word. Then he doesn't have at all a kli. We'll put them together. He doesn't have at all a kli to be metabol, this light that is coming from Hashem. Everybody knows, every or needs a kli. And there's an aura of Ratzon Hashem that is shining very brightly at this time of the year. The kli, we have to work on. So what is the kli? Or what is this Ratzon within ourselves that we have to develop in order to receive this aura of Hashem's Ratzon? That's the subject of this mind. There's going to be from the smaller Ratzon of Dusha from Nefesh HaAdam. So let's learn a little bit about this Ratzon Dikdusha, the Nefesh HaAdam, and then I say a little more careful of notes, what it is and how to build it. Am Yisrael Kulai, Omad Lamarglus HaSinai, the Kibbalah Sephardim. All of Am Yisrael stood at the bottom of HaSinai to receive the Torah, the Lo Yoytzim in a cloud. There were no exceptions. Everybody was there. Did they want to receive the Torah, or did they not want to receive the Torah? So they said the right words. I'm going to give a lot of credit. I don't want to say maybe too much because I don't want to say not good things, but they give a lot of credit for Nasa Venishma. But as you know, Taisus asks over there in Shabbos, that self-kosof, Hashem had to coerce us by holding a mountain over our heads. Let's take a little bit of a trip, a couple of thousand years back in time, and to look honestly at ourselves. So we're in the Midbar, we're in the desert, and all of us are standing there, our robes, our sandals and stuff, our canteens, whatever they had. And we're told that in a couple of days, we're going to receive this like massive manual filled with all kinds of laws and stories and stuff. It's going to be Matan Torah. So imagine being in that place at that time. Do we think that we would want to receive it? Is it so poshut that the answer is yes? Of course, we're all embarrassed to say no. Nobody wants to be like a party pooper and to be outside. But honestly, that doesn't mean that in our hearts, really, really, the answer is yes. That's what we would want to answer. Is it really clear to us that we want the Torah? Imagining ourselves back there. There's a very deep story that a true story that was told over by Rabbi Tauber, Rabbi Israel Tauber. It's been told over many, many times, and something similar actually happened to me in an experience that I had with a yeshiva bacher going back around, still in Queens, going back over 30 years, the yeshiva bacher. And he writes, he tells the story Rabbi Tauber told, Hayotam bacher be yeshiva shalomat. There was a yeshiva bacha that was learning like everybody else in the yeshiva. Yom echad hisaras safek gadol al yahadusa. All of a sudden, his family told him something that, and it became known to him that there was a big safek regarding his status of being a Jew. Harav hayu me'ezer shul makom nidach. His parents came from some rice kavach from different place, you know, in the middle of nowhere. Local kacha kiroi, some were they, and they weren't, wasn't a firm community with rabbanim and shuls, and people didn't really know them. The father for sure was a Jew. Ach al yahadus v'shul ha'ein, but there was a certain suffix as far as the status of the mother, was she Jewish or not? Memela gamal yahadus benas, memela. This created a certain doubt regarding the status of this yeshiva bacher. I used to book a nigger for a yeshiva, Lushamach of Lassais. The booker went to ask his yeshiva what to do. The yeshiva, hey, she Lushamach, was that suffix, all this guy. And the yeshiva said, look, if you're stuck in this suffix, you're going to need to be misguided. You're going to have to convert me suffix. You're going to have to, I guess, have a toughest on bris, a little blood drawn in to go to the mikveh. You have to have a garrus me suffix. A booker, Shamazais. Now the booker heard what the yeshiva said. Bodak Yosef La'omek, and some more research was done. He went looking back to find out more. Remember Duba, his barilov bevados sheina yudi, not a suffix. It became clear that he 100% was not Jewish, not a suffix. He's not Jewish. Case choshev la'atzma. So now he thought to himself. Me Omar Shekedai Lila his guy. Who's telling me, or how do I know, or what do I think about whether it's Bechlal Kedai, whether it's worthwhile to become Jewish? Well, there's a guy that was raised as a Jew, and he learned that he's a yeshiva, he's learning yeshiva. He decided not to convert. It's a true story. Until that day, he was a regular yeshiva boy. Shabbos, yontif, chol, bavening, minyanim, learning Torah, mitzvahs, whatever, the works. But when it became known to him that he wasn't a Jew, echlit she'enu munyan la'achmis es atzmo ba'olah Torah v'mitzvahs, he decided it's not kedai. What do I need to put myself into this Torah of all Torah and mitzvahs? And he did not convert. The story that I had with the Bach was, whether you want to call it a happy ending or not, depends on how we learned, you understand this maimer. The Bach that I had this maimer with did convert. But this child decided not. I'll just share with you, the Bach that I dealt with told me that all of a sudden he had the craziest Yetzer Hara, because the conversion was only set for the following day. The Bezna would do it right away. He didn't have to have tests or anything. It was the yeshiva boss. But the Bezna couldn't be till the next day. It was on the Lower East Side. And this book all of a sudden said, I mean, like, I have the night off. I have a free night. I'm getting out of here. I'm going. So I said, you're not going anywhere. And I made him spend that night in my house. And we went the next day to Bezna. But that was the ending of that story. Yeah, crazy Agoisha Yetzari in this day, a crazy Yetzari. This guy decided, no, I'm not doing it. So not only did he have to, like, give in his hat and jacket, you know, his sitter, his film, everything. Each one of us should try to think honestly, deeply. Is that what happened to us? It's some secret that our mothers were keeping from us. It's happened to many people, especially. We have in Poland, in Europe, many, many Jews, they were hidden by Goyim during the war. The parents died, and they were raised as Goyim. And then the mother, the one who raised the Goy, before she dies, couldn't keep this secret anymore, and says to the kid, I got to tell you something, I'm not your mother, you have a Jewish mother. Well, that's how in Europe it plays out, you have a Jewish mother. It's what they're not Jewish. This is much more uncommon, where you were raised as a Jew, but and find out that you're not Jewish. Now, that's not so much post-Holocaust. That's post-modern, where there are conversions that take place that are not kiddin. I consider a reformed rabbi that are not kiddin. Or people, and the mother considers herself to be Jewish, and with barer that she's not Jewish. And then what would we do if that came to one of us that were not really Jewish? Ha'im ha'inim esgar, would we convert? Hashela ki ha'im vaday lo. Now there are a couple of possibilities. One is vaday lo, like this guy. Sure not, I'm not converting. other possibilities, I don't know. Ulai lo. I don't know. Maybe not. Vimulai, kama chuzim asafik v'tzare chiyuvi, v'kama mem v'tzare shlili. And for the chevra that says, I'm not sure how many of them will turn out to convert to Judaism and how many would remain going. Okay, so let's talk to one of the chevra that decides, no, I'm going to convert. I'm going to be a Jew. She is bani oid. So now let's go to the next level. Lu yitzu yishakadosh baruch hu hayu metzi lo hatzah. Say Lu Yitzu that Kosh Baruch would make him an offer. B'tayich shei shmeis v'shloish yisrei b'tayich mitzvah satayra. B'chalukha esse mitzvah shatay raitza. Okay, so now let's say the Jews. And Hashem's Baruch makes you, imagine Hashem's Baruch makes you an offer. The offer is choose 10 mitzvahs. Choose 10 mitzvahs that you want to keep. You have a choice, the option. If you want to choose all 613, it's fine. Have a minimum SMS. But minimally, God tells you, minimally, you have to pick 10 mitzvahs. Kama mitzvahs ayabayche. Would you take 11, 12? Would you take 15, 20, 30, 300, 400, 612? How many would you take? Kama mitzvah say a bracha, after the mitzvah say a bracha. So you're saying the mitzvah of eating shalom on Shabbos, the bracha smiles at that. I never gave such a. Sorry to tell you that, but you know, in a chayef eat, you know, shalom on Shabbos, even though it's a very big inyan, and Balamor brings down that if a person doesn't eat shalom, then he's choshev, he's not because. But that's only because if you're not eating shalom ever, it means maybe you don't believe that you can leave a bracha over Shabbos. But the Bishlam says, no, I'm sorry, you got 10 others. Shalom, it's not good. So the Samachta Bechem, yeah, so what do you need? 10 mitzvahs minimum. So 8 mitzvahs, which mitzvahs are you choosing? This is a good conversation to have by the Shabbos table, no? In the MS, what's the one term is called tag mitzvahs? Again, not because you're embarrassed, because you want to give the answer that people expect. I would take all 613. Well, would you really want to keep all 613? Or I just have to keep all 613 because that's whatever. Which mitzvahs do you really want? And which mitzvahs? Because it's just you have no choice. Look, every one of us has challenges and difficulties keeping all the mitzvahs. For some people, it's hard to keep Shabbos. You know, in every way. For another person, Shemir Saloshin is a big challenge. For the whole Olam, the Indian of Kedusha, it's a big challenge. So the guy, let's say, he gets past the first hurdle, and this person found that he's not Jewish, says, I want to be Jewish. He gets past that. But now he's got the second choice, this interesting make-believe conversation. The guy says, oh, you know what? That's really, I'm very impressed with that fact you've chosen to be Jewish. And because of that, I'm giving you this fantastic once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-history choice of an abridged Yiddish guy. 10 mitzvahs. 10 mitzvahs, an easy, user-friendly, watered-down, abridged Yiddish guy. Take 10 of your favorite mitzvahs. Avlayim Ubemis wrote says called Tayag Mitzvah. Ask yourself, do you really want all 613? Would you really say to Hashem, 10? I want the whole thing. I don't want 10. I want everything. Ulayu Choshev Shema speak of Chelik man. Maybe, truthfully, you'd be fine with a similarly lower amount than the 613. Page Sadegalev. So let's think about this together. Adam ha-megiyah le-maskana shilo ha-yisal ha-efsharos ha-yimavatra al-kiyam ha-mitzvahs. A person who comes to the conclusion, I'd rather not have any mistress. I don't want to have any. No, I'm Jewish. I'm Jewish. I want to be Jewish. But I would rather not have 10. I'd rather not have 9 or 8. And if he had the choice, he would be mevater on, he would give up mitzvahs. Harisha umlal miskain. First of the big Rachmanis. Remember, we're talking about the Orthodox Jew. And he's keeping all the mitzvahs. He found out. So this person is a miskain. Why? Because kol chayav uchay b'leiv ber. Because when he looks honestly at his life, he's living a life that's not choice. It's just a life of coercion, of the mountain over the head, of not having any options. My epsilosis, Shemishamayim goes through a law of Chaim Ka'ilu. What can I do? I believe in God, and I am a Jew, and God decreed that there are 613 mitzvahs and fasts as their abundance, and that I have to live a life like this. A life filled with things that I really, if I had a choice, would rather not do. We'll talk about later, I'd rather not have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. A life filled, prohibiting me from things that I would love to do. And honestly, I don't want this program. That person is a miskin, it's Rachmanis, because he is living an Orthodox life, but it's only because Blaise Bayer, because of the mountain over his head, he'd rather not. My Epsilosis from Shaman Gosu, they made a gazer, God decreed. Yesh Echot Shachmalas Lalod Makay. There's the same way that you have a person, Makay, there's a person who's born handicapped, a limb or something, near a line without feet, legs, or he's there, or somebody that's blind. Lerod Beinayim. Echot Shachmalas Lalod Yehudi. There are some people that are born missing legs, but some people who are born without eyesight. And I have the mazel that I was born into that has to do all these things that I'd rather not do. Question. It's hard. My life is hard. I didn't choose this. Same way the guy didn't choose to be blind. I didn't choose to have this complicated life, all these mitzvahs and all the stuff that I can't do. Hagoy Yochel Asas Mashu writes. Calls Masha Mishtara, look up cells, so guy can do whatever he wants as long as he doesn't get caught by the police. He does whatever he wants. Of course, we have a mitzvah now, of course. Except for the 7 mitzvahs in office, most of them don't know about it, don't care about it. But legally, God can do everything except he has to keep the 7 mitzvahs. Ilchaya Yehudi, Koshim, Omitasku. But the life of a Jew is difficult and very, very challenging. It's a crisis. Ein hakavana shechiyah va'odin b'kima mitzvahs tali b'ritzana. Every few paragraphs our source reminds us this is all hypothetical, and of course all of us know that our keeping mitzvahs does not depend on whether we want to or we don't want to. Yisrael afa b'shechad Yisrael, who is a Jew, no matter how much the Jew sins, he's a Jew and he's allowed to keep mitzvahs. Le mishanem, the rights are low, and he said if we want to or we don't want to. Hum muchrach liyos yehudi, suffer self, the man who stole over our hands, and we accept it. Not so initial, say that. So we have to be Jews. We're Jews, we have to keep mitzvahs. But have we ever thought about it? Are we occupied with the question of all questions? The fact is that we're Jewish. But this fact, this fact of my life that I'm Jewish and I have to keep mitzvahs. I got it. I'm keeping it. Is this really my rutz? Is this really what I want? Is this really what I want? And my family knows that there's, and I told several of you, I'm a little bit embarrassed, but I'm not ashamed. But the truth is, I always said to the kids, I love all of you, but I love all the misses. I hate Shalom's office. The kids know that. That when a girl is born, daddy is excited. I don't mean hate Chas V'Shalom like it's a bad thing. I mean, I really like to stay home with my family on Friday night, to with the family, to talk, to learn, to rest. I really, really like it. Yeah, nobody's corrected me. It's not true. I don't hate it. First of all, I'm thrilled that a Jew has a simcha. Those are two different things. I'm happy that they have a healthy child and everything should be good. And I'm glad to think that you know, 25 blocks away from here, that they're having some beer in Arbus and singing a niggun. I just wish I didn't have to go. I'm just saying the truth. And I don't mean to make anybody feel guilty. But over the past 2 or 3 years, there are more that I'm backing out a little bit. But it's a very hard thing for me and my family. It's been like that for all the years. Unless you're a Rav, I don't think you can understand what that means. It's just very hard. Shabbos. So I always say in the family that if you ask me, there's one thing that I prefer would not be part of Yiddish life. I'm okay with kaparas. I could deal with a chicken looking at me that way. I could all the other stuff. But shalom zachas life. Okay, so if I'd be really, really honest with the kids, I would say there are other things like, well, so maybe move that with. And that's what we're all asking ourselves right now. Do I really want all of this? I hope nobody's upset me for sharing that. And I don't regret ever having gone to your shalom zachas. Because once I'm there, I'm very happy to be there. Well, what do we really want? Do we really want this? I shared with you once that friends of mine will have asked this question of high school students across the spectrum of Orthodox Judaism, meaning the most modern yeshivas to the most Hasidic yeshivas. All the principals and teachers had to leave the auditorium, leave the room. And they have gone from place to place over the past 20 years, 15, 20 years, asking kids this question. Again, across the board of Orthodoxy, by far the majority of kids, I mean, they said to me a number like 80 to 90% of the kids have said they bechlau don't want mitzvahs, they don't want Yiddish. That's what these guys have told me. I mean, I had the translators on the radio over 10 years ago, but that's what they told me. No? So all of us are just saying, it's horrible. What's going on? There's something wrong with our schools. There's something wrong with our children. Now Rav Schwartz is turning this question on us, on the adults. Ma anachnu rotzim? Okay, so you may have us. Ma anachnu rotzim? What do we want? What do we want? Zu shela kol kach tshuta? A simple question. You could hear right away how each one of us is trying to say, like a whole pilpul. Are you asking me what I want? First of all, we have to make a chiluk like this and a chiluk like that. And it's the deraisa, it's the rabbanon, and then there are minhagim. Shalom zachar is a minhag, it's not a deraisa, it's not a rabbanon. So, but if it's a deraisa, maybe I. No. You say, just simple. It's such a basic, fundamental question. It's so shall the meat in a way as a das. Yeah. As a das, and a person has to think about this. Yachshoyv, think. He is born in la'oimek be'emes and meditate upon it. Be'emes. Loman asofu lechutz. Don't just say words. Ulachem ikayin yagil leklal maskon, and then come to your conclusion. Imigil maskon shul madif lo lios yehudi. If you're a Jew and you honestly have come to the maskana that you would prefer not to be Jewish, and you have to go back to Aleph. You have to go back to Aleph because of course you are a Jew and you have to keep Mitzvahs, but you have to go back to Aleph to try to build up some wanting. Let's say you came to maskana. That you were the yeshiva bracha and you came to the maskana, no, I want to be a Jew. She yivdok eiza chaloka b'yahadusu. I said, you still have to think. Say that. You want to be a Jew. It's nice to belong to the thing, and this is, you know, this whole historical thing, and the Jewish people are chosen. B'chul. You like it. But then you still have the second question. Do you want all of it? Do you really want all the mitzvahs? What parts of Yiddishkeit do you want? What parts maybe you don't want? So Ms. Kavim, we may have to end a little bit early because we'll try to change the time after the Yom Tov because Mincha here is at Yeah, the new schedule is, so by the Kailo Mincha is at 1:45. This Karavan Ali Meharach Masliches and the Kroni Meharach. So here we are. These days are days that are called Sliches and Yom and Rosh Hashanah is called Yimei Ratz. Shishu Slel. Not Kavanah Shadav Yimei Ratz. What does it mean, Yimei Ratz? Mi Rotzeh. Who wants? Mahu Rotzeh. What does he want? Chayom Nikroim Al Kaf, Kaf Al Shem Shem Yomim Elu. All the Meshavim Lahashinev, because both in the Siratzeh, the Solach, the Amisah. Okay, the simple pshat is, the Meshavim that went up here to Chetegel, he was davening, until Hashem was Nisratzeh, until he was appeased, and he wanted us. First he said, I don't want them. Meshavim and davening, he said, okay, I want. Lachain, Eilu Yimei Ratzim Yomim Behem Nisgala HaKarach Lirtzos, Hein Nisad HaBari Kivyachol, Vehein Nisad HaOdom. So the truth is, that these days are days where of Ratzon, and the question is, does God want us? But of course, the other part of it is, do we want Him? I mean, just as much a question. Because Baruch Magalas Midas Ratzon Shalom. When Hashem reveals how much He wants us, this Galagam Bodoev shows the Chazik Velutnis Ratzon Shalom. During these days, Hashem reveals to us how much He wants us. A big atabach atalim mikalam ha'afis. Hashem reveals to us how much He wants us. And that helps to give us chizik, to build ourselves up, and to build our ratzna, our ratzna shalana, shu klili v'tayis bar shem afluel. That helps us. But it's a time, really, not only of God's wanting us, but of our wanting Him, and through our and by Him wanting us, that gives us a lot of chizik. But we have to build up our kli of ratzon in order to be able that we should meet with Him. The avoda of this entire period of the year of the Yimei Ratzon is to work on ourselves that we should have a ratzon amiti. First of all, a true ratzon to sign up again that we want to be Jews. Kishilu, we're given a choice. Not to be, to want to be Jews, and then the next level is to want to be Jews or Shemit or Mitzvahs. Magi Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin. So Rosh Hashanah is coming Yom Adin. Yom Zeh Enim Yuchad Daf Lam Yisrael. Look, it's Yom Adin for the whole world. Yom Zeh Kadosh Baruch Hu Dalam Rakiu the Melech Kol Boy Alom Yavin Lufan Kedemero. The whole world has to go before Hashem. The whole world is being judged based Sadik based. The whole world is being judged on Rosh Hashanah. So what's so special about the Yom HaDin to the Jewish people? The whole world is being judged. Hashem is judging everybody, not only us, but all the Goyi Haratzos, all Goyi, everybody. Not only that, but even things, the Malachim, and whatever, this animal, everything is being judged. Yerushalayim is Sukkos Mavinim. Sukkos we understand. Goy any Yerusha b'Sukkah. Kesmoch lo yitzio mi Mitzrayim. A Goy doesn't sit in the Sukkah. Hashem never took him out of Mitzrayim. Lo yishiva tachas on nainak kovah. Sukkos shikas tutum. Therefore, Goy never sat under the clouds of Hashem. And they never sat in the Sukkos of Yisrael Mitzrayim. And meila ain't lo shaykh as the Mitzrayim. So we understand Sukkos a Goy that's never shaykh. Chag ha-Pesach ha-Gay Shulus gam. Heim shaykhim rak li-Yehudim. We understand also Pesach ha-Shulus only shaykh the Jews. Came Elish Yotzim Mitzrayim and Kibbutz Atar because Jews left Mitzrayim as Pesach and even Mekabel Atar as Shulz. But Rosh Hashanah, a cold boy, Olam Nidayimah. Everybody is being judged. Umadu Chag Zeh Shach Rach LeYudim. Why is it only Shach to Jews? Goy Sheyesh LeMuna B'Boy Olam. A guy who believes in the Creator, who covers Divi Chazal, and he learned Chazal. So Keshbar would done this Kolod in Rosh Hashanah, and he believes that God is judging the whole world in Rosh Hashanah. The Gamhum is cutting lakras Yom HaDin, and he also wants to get ready for the Yom HaDin. Is there a difference between how a Goy prepares for the Day of Judgment, Rosh Hashanah, and the way that a Jew prepares for the same day, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin? Hakulam Shrichim Lass is true. Everybody has to do tshuva. I'm used to tshuva al tayyag mitzvahs. Am Yisrael has to do tshuva for the 613 mitzvahs. Now, goyim Hashem and mitzvah they know. Goy is the mitzvah tshuva. It's not one of the 613 mitzvahs. So it was a goy chayit. Okay, mistaken. But he understands that he certainly has to change his life. He might not need vidui and all that karota, but he has to keep the mitzvahs. They know Hashem the seven mitzvahs. Well, my hand will be sincere. So what's the difference? Okay, it's a difference in quantity. A Jew has to do tshuva on the 613 mitzvahs. A guy has to do tshuva on the seven mitzvahs. Well, my hand will be sincere. But that's not the real difference. Because shame, she'i, should see her losses, tshuva, pachas, mitzvahs. Look, a woman also does not do tshuva on 613 because she has less. She in the mitzvah says she's not good. She's not chayiv on the positive commands that are time-related. Right? A woman's not chayiv on those. So her tshuva consists of less of a number of mitzvahs. So kav goyer, so positive. So goy has seven. I will in my have the rock the kamus, but is this the only difference? Numbers? How many? Sheva luma sheish mesu shalot v'shalosh say seven as opposed to 615 that a Jew has. Hashem have the ben achamis agil achamis ayud yumahusi v'shar shiyosa. Perhaps the different way that a Jew prepares and the different way that a goy prepares is much deeper and more essential. Maybe. Right. Let's do just a few more sentences. The tefillah samidah of Rosh Hashanah after Shavuot goes to Shinas, all the gurus of kedusha, bracha v'yisi, after bechatan galah. On Shmoneh Rosh Hashanah, after we say the regular, the first three brachas, we say the bracha of kedusha, yom of after bechatan galah. Hashem, you chose us from all the nations. What is the kashul of Rosh Hashanah? The meila sukkah is only Jews. Had the Indian of Sukkot. And Pesach and Shavuos, that's only a Jewish thing. But Rosh Hashanah, why should we say after the Chatzah you chose us? Sukkot is a Mubin HaKesh. Pesach is a Mubin HaKesh. Shavuos is a Mubin HaKesh. But what kosh after the Chatzah of Rosh Hashanah? Harei the Chayr of the New Kafuk. Rosh Hashanah is Shachar Kol Boi Olam. Rosh Hashanah is belongs to the whole world. Kol Boi Olam. We say in the Sanat Tegel. Kol Boi Olam. Yav Lufalak of the Mubin. The whole world is judged. So why? Where do you get the after the Chatzah of Rosh Hashanah? So I say it must be that there's still not the Bechat Tavah. Now the ik act of Bechat Tavah really is Rosh Hashanah. Elish and Nishal b'milim pshut. Let's say simple. Im ha'is olam ha'vsharas l'mchaik m'luch ha'shanah shnei yolam yitav sh'ol shlosh mer shishan ha'isham yichan. If we had a choice to erase, let's ask the same question a different way. If we could erase 2 days, you were given a choice, Hashem said you could erase 2 days from the calendar of 365 days. Which 2 days would we give up? Adam Shekoshel or Lotsum, a person who has a hard time fasting, they might rely on Yom Kippur Tishrei. So you might think, oh, Yom Kippur Tishrei, you really can't fast. Ezer Manach, no, even a similar. But again, honestly, which days would you take off from the calendar? You get two to delete. Im Emes Reitzum on the Shiva Rosh Hashanah, so ask yourself, honestly, you get two personal days off. If you really, really want Rosh Hashanah, remember long davening, judged, being judged, the whole thing. A shadr of a bilad of yeyesikol, or you could take off 2 days. You'd have. Rosh Hashanah would be much easier with that. Well, you mishpat, no judgment. Hakol yevet kalos, it'd be easy. Nishachala, just keep on going. Like you know, going just keep on going. There's no Indian if they take the judgment and the whole davening thing. Lo yishiv lo nitzav lo yavo. Avleim beemes and after rosim shiv Rosh Hashanah. Do we really? I mean, Rosh Hashanah's coming. Do we really want it? So Hashem said, I want you, and I want you to have this day. Yeah, but doesn't mean that we want it. It's just something we have to do. The Rebbe goes to Gesh, and Hashem was gracious as a judgment. Who done us some of Gamalonets, and he's judging us, even if we're not to have off. That's the difference between Yisrael and the Goyim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu done is called Bnei Adam. Hashem judging the whole world. Yehudim, Shemim, Jews, non-Jews, who done gamas malacham, even animals. Have sameach, have you planted, domer, have you rock? But the question is, actually, mi rotzeh la'agi lam hazeh? Who wants Rosh Hashanah? Who wants the day of judgment? Yehudi rotzeh la'agi lam hazeh. This is what we're going to be learning. A Yid is a person who wants Rosh Hashanah, who is waiting anxiously for Rosh Hashanah, because he loves being a Jew, and mitzvahs are his life. And being judged means my life is filled with meaning and importance. So I have the Ben Yid, look like Rosh Hashanah. It's the grace and asset bixia. Okay, what's the way you can do? It's a day of judgment. Paitel Yudi, Zet Serach Lavom, it's a lust. It's because the Jew has a lust to be Jewish, he has a lust to keep mitzvahs, he has a lust to have a day to fix himself up and to get working on things, to clean himself in Kippur. Zehu Oimek Adover, Shiyomim Elon, the Kerem Yimei, lust. That's the Oimek of what that means, to say that these are days of lust, of clarifying, figuring out, confirming, affirming, strengthening, that we want to be Jews, we want mitzvahs, and we want these days of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. All right. I know it's a bit of a cliffhanger to be continued during a Seder Shemitah. Nach Rosh Hashanah. Very much to have. Shiva Ksim Tzayim, and the Shabbos called.